We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, it's Friday. All the good stuff still to come. Well, we're going to start with this. We've been doing it all week. And today's the last day. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. The Warriors. All this week, we've been getting people qualified. We have four today's the last qualifier. This will be the fifth person. You have a 20% chance of winning. So we've been asking trivia questions. We're only going to ask this question twice. Once right now, once when we get you on the phone. We'll start with caller number nine. The first person after caller number nine to get it correct is going to be qualified to win this package. Vinny, what is today's question?
What is the name of the Warriors G League affiliate? Is it Santa Cruz Warriors, Santa Clara Warriors, San Jose Warriors, or Monterey Warriors?
Call now, 800-400-3697. Starting with caller 9, first person to get it right is qualified to win a pair of first-round home game tickets, autographed Klay Thompson jersey, autographed Draymond Green basketball, a 55-inch Samsung TV, and $500 in cash to throw your own Warriors viewing party. NBA playoff tickets are now on sale. Get official verified Golden State Warriors playoff tickets at warriors.com. Okay, it's time to play trivia. Hooman, have you got through to caller nine yet? Hooman?
Go to line one. All Walter. Right.
Hello, Walter. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, my beautiful friend.
Oh.
Hi, Walter.
Happy Friday, darling.
Yeah, it's always put a smile on my face.
Oh, well, thank you for listening.
You ready?
All the time.
You ready for the question, Walter?
Yes.
Okay. What is the name of the Warriors G League affiliate? Is it Santa Cruz Warriors, Santa Clara Warriors, San Jose Warriors, or Monterey Warriors?
It's Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz Warriors is correct.
And Walter is qualified.
Yay! Congratulations, Walter.
Thank you.
I believe they're going to do the drawing a little later today. We'll let everyone know on Monday who won, but you will find out today if you are the winner. So congrats.
One out of five ain't bad.
There are far worse odds out there.
Dude, you're a lock. Come on.
I'm going to put you on hold. Hooman will get all your info. Congrats and happy Friday, Walter. I like your attitude.
One in five is a lock.
Sure.
Don't you think?
Well, it's, you know, there's worse odds. I mean, you could be playing the lottery.
I'd bet the house on that.
Really, would you?
Absolutely.
Let's go ahead and let the missus know so she can stop that from happening. All right, there we go. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma,
get knowing!
All right, let's do the music. Did I do everything I had to do?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Walter is qualified
for
the Warriors.
Yes, congratulations to Walter. So the new, this is actually her debut album. She has put out a mixtape in the past, the one with the great artwork on it. Cardi B, she has her debut full-length album out. It's called Invasion of Privacy. And, excuse me. Clearly my insides are all riled up. She's talking, you know, do we care about this Nicki Minaj thing? There's some beef that she supposedly has with Nicki Minaj. She calls it fake news.
Yeah. It's short. She's
go ahead and play
it.
She
clears the air. I mean, and it's always fun to hear her talk.
That is true. So she doesn't care.
I actually got confused because I thought the beef. I remember Nicki had a beef, but when she just said Remy, I went, oh, that's who it was with.
Right.
This is the first I'm hearing of a beef with Cardi B.
I'm not following the beef trail, so I'm not positive if I've read that or not. Because, you know, I swear to God, there's so many outlets these days. I feel like I get assailed by so many stories. And, and even like, you know, I have like a little news feed, like everybody does. You have your little alerts and stuff. And there'll be four stories in a row from four different sources about the same thing. And every single one of them is saying something totally different.
I told you yesterday, I got a news alert that said Or was it the day before?
Two days ago.
The YouTube shooter had gone there to shoot her boyfriend.
Right.
And then the very next one comes up and says, no, that she was angry about...
Right, that it was a totally anonymous thing.
That she didn't know anybody there. She was just mad at YouTube. And you just go, man, those were two full-on news alerts that
came out. Right, and then news blasts. Like, everybody, if they didn't see the second one, then you're running around work telling everybody, no, she shot her boyfriend.
Right.
I think we really need to do a little bit more digging before we post these news blasts.
We like the instant news, so this is the result of it, or the reality of it.
Well, let's listen to some of the new album by Cardi B. It's called Invasion of Privacy. So she has lots of guests on here.
Time's a little risky. Chirping.
Okay.
Trip.
So now we know what that sounds like. Moving on.
That's it.
Oh, you want one more? Let's do it.
Let's do
Kehlani. Just because Kehlani's a local.
All right.
So here's
Kehlani. Kehlani.
So that's called Ring featuring Kehlani. Gotta show some love to our Bay Area locals.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? We'll go with that. This is the best one you played.
Yeah.
I like that first one.
They released a soundtrack to the Jesus Christ Superstar Live with John Legend and Sarah Bareilles, Alice Cooper. So if you loved that and you want the soundtrack, I don't know if this is the actual performance or if they went in and performed it in a studio. I will say, I think that Sarah Bareilles is one of our best singers.
Sarah Bareilles.
Always loved her.
Yeah, she's just great. All right, 30 Seconds to Mars has a record out today. It's their first album in 5 years. It's called America, but Vinny was looking this morning at the new releases, and on the front cover, even though the thing is called America, it has all these, like it says doggy, cowgirl, face, which I don't even know what that...
You
scissor.
Do so
no,
know
I
what
don't.
That
like,
means.
Like, what exactly? I mean, there's a couple things that could be.
Right.
Scissor...
I don't know what the crab is, though.
Yeah, the crab. What's the crab?
Advanced move.
Oh, this is the album cover you're talking
about? Yeah, the art.
Oh, I didn't notice
the
that.
The artwork. So
see it?
It's called America, but it has all these big words on the front, and it even says,
I see.
Like,
okay. I didn't even pay attention to that. I was just pulling the music.
Yeah.
So the crab is...
It's interesting.
I'll just show them the picture. You got the picture? You want me to bring it in there?
Oh. Well, just describe what it... What...
I can. I just got to show
it
to
you. All right,
I'll
pull it up.
What? Who's on the top? Who's in the bottom?
The crab. I got
it
here.
Just a...
Hold
that's
on.
The crab right there.
Oh, that's...
See, it looks like a crab.
That's very much just like a regular...
See,
girl on top.
Right,
yeah.
Girl on top, but shoulder, but foot.
But leaning
feet
back.
At, yeah, and
leaning
feet back. Going up at the shoulders instead of...
So Sarah and I are talking about this when our intern walks in and she drops one on us. I'm like, get out of here. Are you nuts? Don't say that.
Yeah, she thinks face is...
Right. What she said was
ATM.
Like one of the...
Do that.
No, not ATM.
That's not what she said?
No. I can't even say the letter that she said.
I would think face is what Rudy does.
Yes.
Yeah, that's... But I would think that face maybe is like...
What?
Like, you know, I don't know. I think...
It doesn't matter.
Face,
it
yeah.
looks like they
face
just...
could be a couple different things.
They put... sex positions on the cover of the record.
Okay, so now let's listen to the
music. Well, it looks like
music.
I pulled 30 songs and we're about to just do two albums.
I know. we're going to run through. Here we go.
All right, here's Rescue Me.
Okay. That sounds good. I like the effect or whatever they've got going on the voice there. So America is the name of the record, but it has all these dirty words on it. The 12th album by The Eels is out, their first in 4 years. Let's just do one off of this. We're running really short here.
All right.
What was your favorite one off? The Deconstruction.
The title track.
All right. See, now this is a record. I would like to hear two more cuts off of this, but because we played three from Cardi B, I don't get to.
Or our 11-minute montage.
I'm skipping Kylie Minogue. Hey, I told you to make it short.
I did, but then you're just going with it so hard that I couldn't stop, you know?
I'm skipping Kylie Minogue. Who cares?
Sorry,
Kylie
Minogue.
Oh,
my
fans.
God.
No, you
so
heard
many
me.
People just went
it doesn't
crazy.
Matter. Go crazy on your own time.
Go crazy. I'm mad.
Yeah, write to me with your feelings about Kylie Minogue. There's two Elton John cover records out today. One is Revamp, which is sort of more mainstream artists, and the other one is Restoration, which leans heavier on country artists. It's all Elton John cover tunes. All right. There's another kind of a strange one out there today. This is a collection of Johnny Cash's poems, lyrics, and letters put to music. So I know, it's really strange. So it's called Johnny Cash Forever Words. Artists that have put these to music include John Mellencamp, Elvis Costello, Alison Krauss, Kris Kristofferson. So I would like to dedicate this break to my friend Bryn, who busted his ass to get the 1,000 songs that I asked for and the 6 songs that I wound up playing. You're amazing.
All right.
Thanks for always doing way more Thank work than you. You wind up having to do.
Great job.
My pleasure.
You're amazing. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can watch this show. Yes, we are back up and running with our cameras after like a week of not having them.
Yeah.
Von the Wizard finally has something to do with himself.
Vonda! Sarah, someone didn't like you saying that.
Saying what?
Saying you're acting like he hasn't done anything. He's still been running.
Oh, I know. I'm just sort of being like, it's hilarious that he's... Oh, he didn't like it?
No, some...
You didn't like
a
it?
A listener.
Oh,
listener.
No. I'm just, you know,
just trying sticking to... Sticking up for Vaughn, right, Vaughn?
I wasn't trying to denigrate Vaughn on that. I was just saying, you know, finally his job is back up and rolling. I know we keep him busy. Oh, my God, people. Would you just relax? It's Friday, for God's sake. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch, and you can check out the show live every day. It's on 24/7.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Visit Oakland. Oakland's first ever Art Month debuts this coming May 2018. The month-long celebration features a packed calendar of art events and performances, including the first annual Oakland Mural Festival. Check out oaklandartmonth.com. You get the rest. Got that, right? All right. Here's what's happening. Rain is happening. Traffic probably.
Uh-oh, scary.
Super big party out there.
Is it raining right now?
I don't see any out front.
No, it's not.
Maybe mist?
I don't see any rain coming down. Wipers are not on, but the roads are wet.
Yep, that's for sure. And it's supposed to rain all day, so take it easy.
Real quick headline again, just so you all are reminded, Facebook Inc. says data on most of its 2 billion users could have been accessed improperly. We'll probably hear more about that next week when our boy testifies. Someone wrote in and said, where is that? One of the texts was, Zuckerberg made $1 billion before he was 30. No surprise he's condescending.
Yeah.
He did hack the world.
He did.
Like, not in the so much the hacking way, but, you know, that was the fast track to billions of dollars. Before you're 30?
I know. He made his first billion long before he was 30, didn't he? And that was before they were making any money.
Right. Oh, that was the thing. It was like, God, the text was actually really well done. Maybe I'll do it later. Okay. Anyway, it was just that also he doesn't charge anyone.
Yeah.
Like, you know. He made $1 billion on something that doesn't even charge.
Right. Good for him. Oh, he's the best. Oh, so wait, check he this gave away out. All our info.
By 22, he was a millionaire. By 23, he was a billionaire.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow. Oh, and whatever age he is now, he's got a hospital named after him.
Right.
Which, you know, you got to chalk it. It's good for you. Thank you for building us a hospital. It's
yeah, no,
wonderful.
It's great.
Absolutely.
But, you know, you've got a lot of money when you're, you know, cutting a chunk off to donate to a hospital.
Well, when you have more than $1 billion, you can give a whole one away and still have $1 billion. I mean, it's, you know, more money than anyone could ever spend.
On April 5th of last year, a guy named Carter Wilkerson from Reno, Nevada, tweeted to Wendy's asking, how many retweets do I need to get a free nuggets for a year?
Oh,
I guess they do a chicken nugget, too.
And Wendy's had an answer for him?
They played along and said 18 million.
Oh. 18 million retweets.
Yes. He ended up getting 3.4 million retweets in a month, which isn't 18, but they, I guess, because we all get trophies for just participating, they decided to give him the free nugs for a year. Huh. They said, we'll do it.
Well,
so yesterday, on the one-year anniversary of his tweet, after his nugs for a year expired, someone asked him, how many nuggets did you eat? And he said, I'd say I've eaten over 400. which amounts to about 33 a month. He really didn't.
Yeah, he didn't take advantage of it.
Go big.
Maybe that
on
first
it.
Month he went big, and then he was like, you know what? Just like any other food, I'm sick of eating this.
Right. Well, plus you got to leave to go get those.
Right.
Although I know people who would leave. I mean, if you had free nuggets for a year, people, yeah. I know people who would go, I'm going to go eat my nuggets.
Yeah, I got to go. I have nuggets to eat.
I got free food waiting mm-hmm. for me. I'm eating yeah. that.
I guess if you have other options, you're like, ugh. More nuggets.
Want to come eat nuggets? I'm buying.
Right.
Yeah, he could have just given them away.
A guy named Amir Krass owns a gas station in Riverdale, New Jersey, where the winning lottery ticket was bought. And he's getting a $30,000 check from the lottery for selling it.
Oh.
Instead of keeping all that money himself, he's splitting it with his employees.
Oh.
All 10 of his employees are going to get a chunk of it. It's not clear how much of a chunk. But still, very nice of him. He makes the news today as rather than taking the 30 grand himself, he's going to share it.
Oh, that's great.
With his coworkers.
He should talk to them about taxes first.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, someone's going to pay taxes on that 30 grand.
Does that hit home for you, Sarah?
A little bit, yeah. Don't be the one who signs up for it. That's all I have to say. If you win with a bunch of people, then, you know. Be real careful of that.
Oh, did you get over a barrel on that one?
Yes, I paid
she
more
paid
than
taxes,
I won.
Yeah.
I paid the taxes on all you guys' winnings.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sarah.
You are welcome.
I wasn't there, so.
I know, so you don't have to thank me.
You know, I was an intern. I wasn't in on the pot, so it kind of sucked.
Were you jealous?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God, they just won the lottery.
Well, especially when you first thought you won.
Oh, my
like
God.
Like $500,000.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that was big. Oh, we were like.
That was for a full, like, maybe going on 3 minutes. We had 5 out of the 6 numbers. So what was our problem? Is that we had the Powerball and not the, we needed the 5 that weren't the Powerball.
To get the 300,000,
to
yeah.
get 300,000. But because we got 4 and
the
Powerball, which you'd think would make it more powerful.
You got 13,000.
Yeah, so we got 13,000.
The number 43 screwed us, everyone.
Yeah,
it was the number
Vinny's
43.
Number.
I think that if we had had number 43, we would have won. But instead, we had 42.
We would have won
all
$300 million. Dollars.
How's that got to do with me?
Because 43 is your number.
Right. And it, we needed to have that.
We did. Yep. No, right. We're not saying you screwed us.
Oh.
We're
saying I just said your number.
The number 43 yeah. screwed us.
Your number 43 should have been in that.
Well, it was.
That was a rough one, man.
We just didn't have it.
And then we, you know, people were like, you sound ungrateful. We're like, but we each had 50 grand.
I know, that was weird.
And now we each have 60
It's funny
grand.
When you're in your own disappointing world, the little bubble, and then from outside people go, you won $13,000 and you're pissed about it? Oh, what?
Yeah, I guess that wouldn't look good from where you're standing.
Well, compared to 300 million, yeah. We
yes.
were a little sad.
Yep, we were a little sad.
We're not going to lie.
Was it a little disappointing? Well, I was... about to leave the room and call Peter Cook.
Yeah.
My real estate guy.
We were like, I can get a house now.
It's time.
Mm-hmm. All set.
Anyway, I was going to, and I didn't, I'm running out of time, and I just wanted to, you asked me about the story.
Oh, yeah.
Why are we having
I
trouble
lose
losing weight?
Weight?
It's Netflix and Hulu.
Oh,
we can't get off our asses. There's too many options available to you to keep you entertained.
Watch them on a treadmill.
And we can, well, now that is something not everyone has available to them, but yeah. I would agree.
Yeah.
I have taken to, in fact, I'll do it today with the rain. Yeah. I'll get on my treadmill in my garage and I'll put on, I can't finish Ozark and I love it, but I got to.
Well, I bet you finish it this weekend. There's not going to be a lot of outdoor activities happening.
Maybe.
It does. Oh.
Parents were asked if they have a favorite child and if they do, which one is it?
You can't do that.
There's articles about this.
You can't have a favorite child.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
It's the one that looks most similar to them.
Oh, oh. No. They just said.
It's the one they don't have to bail out all the time.
It's the youngest child.
Oh, really?
No. That's their favorite. Well, parents admit that that's their favorite
well,
child.
Well, Bryn, for sure.
Well, you know, sometimes people get.
Look at him. He's
advantage.
Shining his nails off.
I'm not the youngest child.
What?
No.
Oh.
No. I have a younger sister.
We're not saying you're the favorite. We're saying your youngest child is your favorite.
Yeah, that's what.
Oh.
Beneath that, I was shining my nails, but I'm actually sitting here
kinda, biting his nails.
Kind of hurt.
You're injured by it. So you're saying Diamond's better than your first
Diamond's
kid?
Diamond's better than Derek, huh?
The first kid's pretty amazing, though. President of the school class.
Derek.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
a third degree
I think it
black
goes
belt.
The first kid or the last kid. I'm a middle kid, so right now
so
I only have
not you.
I only have a first kid and a last kid, so it's okay. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I don't think you understand the framework of this question.
The youngest child is the
is
one.
Your favorite kid.
And Hooman's saying oftentimes the oldest kid, though, too.
No, I'm right. saying
I was definitely the favorite, and I'm the oldest, so.
But you're not. That's what they're telling you.
No, I am.
Are you sure? Mm-hmm. Your mom has told you in front of the others you're the favorite?
They can't tell me in front of them. I can just tell.
Dong got a Jaguar, and I had to borrow my mom's Honda. You know, for his 16th birthday,
they bought you houses.
They gave him a
key. They give you everything.
Yeah, but remember that time you kicked your brother's ass?
Oh, my God.
I remember that.
Thanks, Sydney.
They gave Dong a Jaguar?
A Jaguar for his 16th birthday. Yeah.
Well, then they ran out of money and when you turned 16.
Right, that's what happens. Yeah. You know, you spend it all on the first kid and you go, oh, sorry, kids.
Maybe your brother let you borrow his Jaguar.
No, he totaled it within like months.
So somewhere, hold on a second. Somewhere in between you guys sharing a bed as a youngster and Dong turning 16, your parents became extremely wealthy.
They did well for themselves when they opened that first business of theirs. Well, my dad was a mechanic and he closed that shop and did a
they worked their asses
recycling
off
business
and they became
in San Francisco,
successful.
Which is huge.
Right.
Those are very exclusive. I'm forced out of that one, too.
What? Oh, really?
He was forced out of what?
Out of that one, too.
That industry.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Remember that time you
they
kicked
never
your,
stopped working.
Like, life-threatening.
Yeah.
What?
There's a crew in place.
What?
Yeah. Taking my money. Don't take my territory. Don't take my money. Politics.
Oh my God! Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
And that's how my dad.
You don't
got
really
his
think that
start.
Happens in this
oh,
day
it
and
happens,
age.
Yeah,
yeah, clearly. Mm-hmm. I mean, damn! Someone puts the squeeze on you. You got nowhere to turn. Corruption everywhere. Ooh, it's rough.
Yeah. Why didn't he dial 911?
Oh, well.
They're like, yeah, we're in on it.
Oh, really?
You better pay that guy.
Cops don't save
exactly.
you in those
sell
situations.
That business.
Yeah.
Hi, 911. Sell it.
Our tax number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Hey, Yuzi, happy Friday. I'm the listener who wrote in about finding the clip of your dad on the radio website. Oh. Glad you liked it. My name is Andy. Here's a pic of me and my cat, Kirk.
Oh,
we
he's
love
a cat
listening
guy.
To Sarah and Vinny.
Andy's
it's
a girl.
It's a girl, Sarah.
So
cat
sweet.
Lady.
Thank you, Andy.
Oh, she's so, what a doll. She looks like such a nice lady with her little kitty.
Really sweet.
That's really nice of you to have sent that.
Mm-hmm. 415 says, what happened to the looking glass here at Pixar? We used to have it on a big monitor in the break room.
Really?
That doesn't surprise
cool.
me one bit.
That's great. It's back up. You can put it back up. Oh, my God. We're on a big TV in the break room. Hi, Pixar! Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Maybe they were saying you used to be on.
Well, now put
until,
us back.
Until that John Wick
John Wick,
John
huh?
Wick.
John Carter.
Too late. You said John Wick.
Whatever, John whatever.
No wonder you're not the favorite.
John Clark.
Oh, thanks, Pixar. It's nice to know you're still listening, even though we can't get in touch with anybody. You're our favorite.
Hey, Vinny, do you have tickets for the Go-Go's Head Over Heels show? The show's running from April 10th to May 6th at the Curran. I do not yet, but it did come up.
Yeah.
Someone here had said maybe they could get me some.
Yeah, you guys should definitely take Isla. That would be
well,
how much fun would
we'd
that be?
We'd love to, but Dad's done buying theater tickets.
Yeah,
theater
Dad doesn't seem
tickets,
to know how.
Right, so I'm not.
Yeah.
I got burned.
We got it!
Royally.
Mm. I think it might have put you off musicals forever.
I think you're right.
Mm.
Like, that show was...
It's so funny, too, because you already hated musicals.
The show...
And then he goes and pays $1,700 for these tickets and nosebleed, like, $18 tickets or something. Oh, Vinny.
It's not funny.
I agree. It's actually tragic.
But here's
the
worst part.
It.
The worst part is that I kept it, because I could have sold them. But I was like, you know what? Everyone keeps saying this is incredible. It's totally worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to love it.
You did love
and it. And it was fine. It was a good show. I liked it.
Well, you might have liked it more if you had been anywhere near it.
But it was also, that's true. Mm. But also, I talked to friends about it, and we were going, what would you pay that much for? And we couldn't think of anything.
Not a whole lot.
Like the Rolling Stones in their day? Yeah, if you had a time machine. Sure, right. I'd pay $1,700
Zeppelin
to go back
in 1970, right. Sure.
But otherwise, no, there's nobody.
You know.
Who?
Pink Floyd in the early 70s.
Right, but now?
No, now
no,
nobody.
No way. Are you kidding?
No.
Can you think of one band right now that you pay that much money to go see?
No, there's no band I would.
Right.
I would,
Led Zeppelin reunion.
No. They're all old now. Led
Zeppelin. Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean,
maybe I would.
Jimmy Page is he 80?
I don't know. They're all very elderly, though.
I mean, I'm sure he can still play guitar, but can he play it like that?
Yeah.
Coldplay Private.
A Coldplay Private show?
Mm.
You'd pay $1,700 bucks for that?
Absolutely.
You would not.
We'll have a great time there.
Thanks so
He'll
much.
He'll be all
guys.
Alone.
Really appreciate it.
Oh, here it is. Zuckerberg became a billionaire before he turned 30 on a platform that doesn't charge the end user. How could he not become condescending?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he's excused then.
Yeah, we excuse him. It's fine. I guess I'll buy my stock back.
I'll read the rest of the text right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.